My name is Michael Barnfield. I'm the Managing Director of Mickleburgh's here in Stokes Croft in Bristol. I joined the firm in 1980, just before I got married to my fiancée, who was a Mary Mickleburgh. She was the daughter of one of two Mickleburgh brothers who were running the firm at that time.
Mickleburgh is a great little music shop in Stokes Croft, and it has quite a history. The Mickleburgh family was originally hired to fix pianos in London for many generations when the original Mickleburgh came to Bristol following his girlfriend. He later set up the original factory on Colston Street. In 1893, the shop moved to its current location on 1-3 Stokes Croft. Over the years, it has developed into an all-round music store with many other services. The Bear Pit is currently a work in progress, improving the area through creativity. I asked Michael how he feels Mickleburgh has contributed.
Being a musical instrument shop, and now, although years ago we were mainly pianos, we're now, of course, right across the range of musical instruments, from guitars to trumpets to pianos, keyboards, drums, everything. Clearly what we aim to do is to inspire people to play, and if you're inspiring people to play music, then you're inspiring, I hope, creativity.
Stokes Croft and the Bear Pit are known as the back ends of Bristol, but it hasn't always been this way, and it is changing again.
Well, I came in 1980, and those of you who remember the 1980s, we had the St Paul's riots. The place was very much run down. It was very much the backward part of Bristol. I remember talking to my father-in-law. He said when the firm started, when they first bought number 1 and 3 Stokes Croft, which was his father, had set up the retail shop on 1 and 3 Stokes Croft, this was the area of Bristol to live in. This was the Stoke Bishop, the Sneed Park area of Bristol. You only have to look at the buildings in City Road, Brunswick Square, Portland Square. They are wonderful Georgian and Victorian buildings around here, and they were built for wealthy people, and that's why this firm started here. And of course saw the rise of the piano from the Victorian era right through the 20s and 30s, when of course every house had a piano. Today every house has a television set and a computer. So the market for us has totally changed. And so we've just stuck with this area, and by the time I came in the 1980s, yes, it was on its way really downhill, and I can't say I hadn't thought about moving the business elsewhere. But I have to say, it would have been a major decision to have done that, and I'm pleased really that we've stuck with it.
There's something about Mickleburgh's that feels different. It's not like other shops. It does more like piano tuning, and it has its own workshop. That's what you can hear in the background.
I suppose we have a tradition. We have a sense of history. And people know us. That's, in essence, what makes us different. We specialise and have always specialised in pianos. And, of course, now pianos means electronic keyboards, digital pianos, as well as the acoustic pianos. We've always had the workshops. If you listen carefully, you can hear the drills going in the background. But because we have been the specialists in pianos, people have come to us from far and wide, and know us, I think, to be trustworthy. Most people buying a piano haven't really got a clue what it is they're trying to buy, and I think they come to us because they know we've been here so long and we know what we're talking about, and it's the piano that's made us special, I think. A lot of Bristolians call the company Mickleburgh's, and it's slightly wrong. The family name is Mickleburgh, but in Bristol, as always, Bristolian accents will change things, and of course we have places in Bristol like St Werburgh's, which is spelled exactly the same with the B-U-R-G-H, so naturally the Bristolians turned it into Mickleburgh's.